Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
I don't know how serious. I don't think it's another day-to-day one. You know, we'll see how it goes. Lamar has a back contusion. Painful, certainly. Saw him in here getting treatment this morning and this afternoon early, and he'll be working. He's been classified as day to day on that. Nothing beyond a contusion, but I don't want to minimize the severity and the pain level of that because it's legit, and that's where it stands.
That was John Harbaugh yesterday talking about Lamar Jackson. He's got a painful contusion. He's getting treatment, and that means his status for Saturday is up in the air. Ravens, I think they're on the practice field today. Saturday's a Sunday, so that moves everything up a day. I've yet to see any reports out from the castle, but we should hear from them at some point. But Lamar Jackson, he usually doesn't practice on Wednesday, so if they do practice today, Tuesday's Wednesday, so he's probably not going to be out there anyway, but have we seen Lamar Jackson in a Ravens uniform for the last time this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've got to be judicious about this here. This season has come apart at the seams. And this quarterback has not been able to stay healthy. And I do wonder, you know, if this offseason, whether it's with Monk and Harbs or with Harbs and not Monk or with none of the above, if there does have to be a further recalibration about as Lamar, what would be in his age 28 and age 29 season?
He turns 29.
29 into 30. You know, about overarching principles and what an offense looks like and how much of the legs are incorporated in it. And we know that Monk gave Lamar a big voice in this offense. And we'll see if he has an even bigger voice in it moving forward. But I do think that this whole season begs questions about what they look like as a macro level. Overarching philosophies, what the quarterback's role is, how much it delves into design runs and all of that. They've got a lot to sort out this offseason, including that. Yes, they're fighting for their season against Green Bay, but Lamar getting shot up, getting treatment all week on a short week, we've kind of seen what that's looked like lately, and it hasn't been good. And Snoop was more than functional. Like, he was fine. Like, I mean, he wasn't a problem. He wasn't holding them back. If they run the damn ball with the 260-pound running back like they should have, they probably win the game. And we're sitting here saying Snoop's basically 2-0.
Mm-hmm.
And he beat two playoff teams. How many playoff teams Lamar beat this year?
That would be zero.
So I think that the football gods and the medical people and Lamar's body, right, I think it's all probably telling them what might be smart in the short and the long term. Now, your season's also sort of on the line and people's jobs are at stake. And he's clearly one of the best quarterbacks on the planet when he's anywhere close to 100%. But yeah, I would not surprise me if it's Snoop against the Green Bay third string quarterback in primetime Saturday.
That'll be fun.
Now, I will say Harbs has been on it when it comes to injuries lately. He said that Lamar's day to day. But that being said, I would be very, very, very surprised if Lamar Jackson suits up Saturday night at Lambeau Field. Just seeing him in the locker room following that game against the Patriots, you could tell that he was in significant pain. He was grimacing throughout all of it, not moving all of that well. You're playing on a short week, and I fully expect the Ravens to be eliminated from postseason contention one way or another this weekend. Mm-hmm. And at that point, with Week 18 being meaningless, you're not going to chance Lamar Jackson in that game against the Steelers. So I think we've seen the last of Lamar Jackson this season.
Yeah, I had a bad feeling just assuming they lost to New England. And I wasn't factoring the injury, but I was like, if they lose New England, I don't know that we see him again. And then, of course, he takes the knee to the back, and he's gone for the second half of that football game. Yeah, I don't see him playing Saturday. And to Bone's point, I think even if the Ravens find a way to win in Green Bay, I think the Steelers take care of business against Cleveland. So Week 18 is moot and Lamar Jackson does not suit up.
Yeah, I think that's probably where things are trending. And if that's the case, then again, we're only a fortnight or so removed from getting to the nitty-gritty of them as a offensive staff, as a coaching staff, and they better be having discussions about the front office staff as well. And how do we, he's approaching age 30. How do we navigate? And we're going to have to redo the deal again. What is our course of action to build personnel, to build scheme around a quarterback who is going into his age 30 year? What does Lamar age 30 to 35 look like? We're going to find out, better be before the season starts, better be well before that, right? Because you better do it before free agency, what he's going to cost. And he will probably be secured to them at least for five seasons moving forward. So there you go. Like, that's major blueprint. That's ownership stuff. Like, what does an offensive line for an age 33 Lamar need to look like versus what an offensive line need to look like for an age 23 Lamar? What does the composition of our wide receiver room need to look like for Lamar when he's gouging people five Mississippi outside the pocket? What does it need to look like if we are continuing to be an offense that's predicated less on his ability to move outside the pocket and more to throw within? I've thought a lot about this franchise and where they are the last 24 hours. Talk to people who run other NFL franchises. Talk to people who know the particulars in that building really well. They're at, in many ways, it sort of reminds me of the point they were at, like, after winning the second Super Bowl, except there's no Super Bowl to back this up. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? You're not coming into this, like, new horizon off of the high of the highs. You're coming in having not maximized age 23 to age 29 Lamar. Well, you're coming in off a downer, but you're looking at that same type of stuff.
Well, Jason, I'd go a step further. I think it's sort of where they were at following the 2017 season, in which they missed the playoffs for a third straight year. That was the last full season of Joe Flacco starting. It was a franchise in transition, and Harbaugh was very much on notice entering the next
Except this is
year.
Even more, because we think there's a coaching search that's going to be attached to it. So you've got the Bolden and who fits and who doesn't and who's coming back, and is this the end for Ray, and is this the end for Ed? Like, you've got that kind of stuff going on.
It's all of it.
But you've also got, is this GM really up for the job? Like, you're going to give this GM five more years with Lamar? You gave him three more years with Lamar. What are you going to give him? Is he going to be aligned with the coach? What kind of coordinator is this coach going to want for Lamar? Like, they've got so much to sort through. So much. It's kind of staggering.
It's going to be a fascinating offseason. By the way, the Ravens tied for the NFL lead for Pro Bowlers that were announced today. Congrats, which is in a 7-8 season. That's out. Patrick Ricard, Zay Flowers, Tyler Lindenbaum, Roquan Smith, Kyle Hamilton, and Jordan Stout. We call Jordan Stout. Jordan Stout is a Pro Bowler. They have four starters on the Pro Bowl team, and obviously we don't care about the Pro Bowl, but Kyle Hamilton, Pat Ricard, Roquan Smith, and Jordan Stout, all starters on the Pro Bowl. So they got that. They can put that in their pipe and smoke it. We have a massive Tuesday
make a video.
Show.
Make, yeah. Make a video.
Yeah, they could do that. They could, Ravens Productions does a good job with that stuff. Guest-wise on today's show, it's a baseball guest. Orioles made a big trade on Friday. Shane Boz is now an Oriole. He pitched with the Tampa Bay Rays after being traded from the Pirates. Mark Topkin, Tampa Bay Times, covers the Rays. We'll ask him what kind of pitcher the Orioles got in Shane Boz and what he thinks of that trade. And Jacob Calvin Meyer, IA Hall of Famer, covers the O's for the Baltimore Sun. What did he think of the trade? He joins us at 3:30.
Yeah, obviously we did not get to much baseball yesterday coming off the Ravens season unraveling, but we do need to talk more about where this rotation stands, where Boz fits in, who else should fit into it. Another interesting football game.
Yeah.
Played last night.
Thanks to the Colts defense for showing up.
How about that? We will look at the whole panorama of the NFL a little bit as, again, we didn't do too much of that yesterday. Monk's future, Orr's future. Uh-huh. What's going on with Kyle Hamilton?
Yeah.
How hurt is he?
Oh.
And we will hear from many of the particulars at the castle.
Coming up next, Jason just alluded to it, and I think it's each is worthy of their own segment. Assuming John Harbaugh stays, what about the coordinators? Is this it? For Zach Orr, we discuss.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Next, you're on the Fan.
May will line up under center. Single receiver split wide to the right. Offset eye behind May. Takes the snap. He's back. He'll hand it off. Stevenson breaks out to the right side. To the 15. Down to the 10. Picks up a block to the 5. Stevenson to the goal line and in! Touchdown, Patriots! Ramondre Stevenson! A 21-yard touchdown run! And the Patriots are in front! 2:07 to go. It's 27-24 New England on the touchdown run from Ramondre Stevenson.
Patriots added the extra point and won 28-24. That touchdown was scored with 2:07 left to go in the football game. And as we discussed yesterday, Bun, it felt inevitable they were going to score once they got the ball back. It was just a question whether they got a touchdown or a field goal. They weren't able to run the ball all game, though. Stevenson runs it in for the touchdown there. He got the bulk of the carries because Trevon Henderson had a concussion early in the game. But this begs the question about Zach Orr. And remember, a year ago, the defense was horrible early. They became decent down the stretch, moving Kyle Hamilton to the back end. But then after talking of this whole training camp about all the things they learned, all the lessons they learned from last year, they were awful this year. And they really haven't gotten a whole lot better, save for a game here or there. So that begs the question, is Zach Orr safe? Is his job security, should he be renting, not buying, as we head into the offseason?
But I want to say, no one should feel safe after this type of year. So the answer is no. Yeah. Organizationally wide, this was a failure of a season. You entered this season with the best odds to win the Super Bowl, and you're not going to make the playoffs. So no one should feel safe. But focusing in on Zach Orr, last year happened. In the first 10 games of the season, they were historically bad in a lot of categories. And then they were able to right the ship. And then this year, you expected them to hit the ground running. But the issue was, this year, you played a really tough early schedule against really competent quarterbacks in Josh Allen, in Jared Goff, in Patrick Mahomes, CJ Stroud, Matthew Stafford. So they were even worse to start this year through the first five games of the season. Then they figured things out, and they were among the best defenses in that winning streak when they weren't really playing anybody. But in big-time spots, Thanksgiving night against the Bengals, Joe Burrow tore them up in the second half, and that was his first game in a couple of months. In a big-time spot where you had extra days, you performed so poorly that Aaron Rodgers threw for a season high and looked like he was 32 and not 42. DK Metcalf had a season high in receiving. It hasn't been good enough. And we could talk about the personnel as well, because the pass rush has been terrible this year. They're 31st in sack percentage, 29th in pressure rate, 27th in sacks. Turnovers. How much was that talked about this whole offseason in the training camp? And they've been better of late, but to start the year, they weren't getting any turnovers. So this the whole team's been a failure. But defensively, all these assets in the secondary, it has been nowhere near good enough.
Well, look, you evaluate coaches based on expectations. You evaluate them based on key metrics and numericals, as you just pointed to. Evaluate them on what their teams do in the clutch, close and late situations, special situations, closing out halves, closing out games, and you evaluate them on individual player development. It's been a failure across the board. Now, they don't have personnel, and this is the third coordinator who couldn't have a fourth quarter defense that was functional. One of them is running an NFL team and doing a great job at it. So I don't think it's because McDonald didn't have enough ideas. I think that when games got going and when he got to clutch time against good teams, good quarterbacks were still too good for his caliber defense, no matter how he schemed it up. But regardless, a lot of these fourth quarter collapses are on his watch too. It didn't start with Orr. We'll find out whether it ends or not with Orr, because somebody else will be running this defense next year, no matter what happens. I believe that wholeheartedly, whether Harb stays or goes,
he's gone.
Whether whatever else happens, I cannot imagine a scenario where Steve Bisciotti's like, yeah, let that guy run my defense again, and let's see if we've got to go bring somebody out of retirement again in the middle of the year or whatever, or you know, try to prop it up at the deadline. But I will say, when you have now, since 2021, far and away the worst fourth quarter defensive EPA of any team in the NFL. That's going back to the start of 2021. If we're talking about the coordinator number four since 2021, what's going to happen different on the other side of the building, down the hall where they pick all the players? What's changing there in terms of the people who make those decisions and how those decisions are made? The checks and balances. How do they prevent themselves from getting to the same end game every time, which is Jaire Alexander on top of all the other vanity plays in the secondary instead of pass rush? never trading up, never investing in pass rush from other teams, like letting people like Judon leave the building before they had to, like when trading for guys at the deadline who don't fit, and Gaku, and letting guys leave the building who, say what you want about him, got 10 sacks here last year.
He's got seven sacks for the Chargers.
He's dominating. He's taking games over in the first and fourth quarter. And you traded him for a backup safety. So there's got to be questions asked on that side of the building by Silent Steve and Sashi.
Well, but is that coaching that they could never get out of Oway? Is that coaching that Oway goes with the Chargers and now he's a force, but he was never a force here?
Well, I think part of I don't know. This part,
he did get 10 sacks here.
Yes, but you were the first to say it wasn't like he fell into 10 sacks.
Also, here's what I'm saying too. It's the question we ask a million times: who's better from last year to this year?
Jordan Stout.
Coaching has to be that as well. Look.
Yeah. First round pick. It's been okay. I'm not going to say he met expectations.
The safety in Seattle, who they were lumped with, him and Warriors had a much better year.
But who's he with? Who's coaching him?
He's McDonald.
Same thing with Mike Green. It's been okay.
Hamilton here or Hamilton with McDonald? It's not even the same guy. I mean, Mike Green.
All right.
I mean, Jones, he got paid. I mean, he's good, really good football player, really good run stuffer. We'll find out about what he's like moving forward without Madubuike, and we'll find out if they try to get some version of Madubuike somehow. This should have been the season where Roquan showed you last year was an aberration. Nah.
Hey, starting
you're
the Pro Bowl.
With him.
Starting the Pro Bowl.
I mean, yeah, like. Zach Gore's a great guy.
Yes.
Zach Gore's a great story.
Yeah.
But that story as a Baltimore Raven coach is, you know, 2 weeks from coming to an end.
Yeah, it's become abundantly clear that he's not built to, at least at this point of his life, is not built to be a defensive coordinator. Because they year one was a disaster, and they bring in Dean Pease to help him, and they got things a little cleaned up. And then this year, he had Pagano from the start of the summer program. And this thing has been a disaster. So, like, you know, you fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Like, you... If nothing else happens, Zach Orr can't come back. Zach Orr cannot come back next year. It can't happen.
Yeah, it's over. And his coaching story isn't over. And
yeah,
I mean, who knows? Maybe he could end up in Tennessee, and Harbs is the coach, and Denard's the D coordinator, and Zach Orr is the assistant D coordinator / linebackers coach or something like that.
By the way,
stranger things have happened.
There's a world where Zach Orr's in Seattle with Mike McDonald.
That
almost happened, and so
that too.
Coming up next, we go to the offense, and Todd Monken. He was the offensive coordinator that presided over an MVP and should have been two MVPs. But at this point, do you trust Todd Monken moving forward as the Ravens' offensive coordinator? We discuss next.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Here on the Fan.
Or communication, or maybe even an intervention with Todd saying, hey, we need to get Derek on the field or get him more involved.
Well, I think I just answered that. In that fast, real time, as those plays were going and those plays were being called, and that player's going on the field and he's on there for that reason for that play, I'm thinking about the play. Is it going to work? Maybe what the next play is going to be, and what our fourth down idea is going to be if we're 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 yards out or whatever it might be situationally. So there's a lot of things you're thinking about, and it's not necessarily always, oh, man, I'm going to have to answer for Derek not being on the field in this play later if it doesn't work. You know, that's not what you're thinking in real time, just being honest.
Shout out Aloysius. He asked John Harbaugh yesterday about maybe telling them to get Derrick Henry on the field. And he says, in real time, I'm worried about the play working. Alas, that doesn't really wash for me. But that's not the topic of conversation today. Right now, Todd Monken, who looked like he was as good an offensive coordinator as there was in the entire National Football League the last couple years. As 2 years ago, Lamar won the MVP. Last year, he should have won the MVP, as he had one of the greatest seasons in history for a quarterback. He also was the first team All-Pro at quarterback, but somehow didn't win the MVP. Alas, this year's been a struggle. And this year has been, for many reasons, including coaching decisions by Monk. So are you trusting Todd Monken moving forward?
It's tricky wicket here. I think he's a hell of an offensive coordinator. I think he's done overall, if you're grading his body of work, I mean, B+. Maybe it's an A-. I don't know. It's almost like an A, like 90% of the time, and then there's 10% of the time where it's an F.
Yeah, the AFC.
But the problem is that 10% of the overall tapestry.
Yeah, I'd go A-.
From an import standpoint, that 10% is the only 10% that really matters.
Yes.
And he crapped the bed in those two games.
Yes.
So that makes it tricky. There's a lot of ish going around about this team right now. There's plenty in this town about Lamar and Monk not being simpatico. You hear it all over the place.
Uh-huh.
And I start talking to people in other organizations. Kind of like a year ago, you heard how much these players didn't like some of those coaches in the secondary. Like, if there's nothing to this, it's there's a lot of smoke and a lot of fire. So if this is the wrong forest, okay, so be it. But people in other organizations are hearing that it's not great between this coach and this offensive staff right now. Then you've got Derrick Henry, who I know what he said publicly, but he can't love the way his role has shaken out. We've got D-Hop, who I've heard for weeks now has been asking for his release here, and it won't be granted to him, but he wanted out to go to a real playoff team. Bateman, obviously, that's on fire. Likely doesn't look like he has a future here, and they paid the wrong tight end. Now, that's not on Monk, but that's just, you're looking at this moving forward, and there's going to be a lot of change. There's going to be a lot of newness. And you've got to have a series of come-to-Jesus conversations with your quarterback where he's going to have a forum to tell everybody from Silent Steve on down exactly what he thinks about everything. Because guess what? He's got you by the balls because you did a stupid contract. Oh, it's a fine contract. But if you're going to put $80 million poison pills in there for a cap hit, then you better get the second deal done before Josh Allen again. But they didn't. So now he's got all the cards in his favor. So he's going to be able to wield them however he wants, and you better listen because you're bound to him.
He's the franchise.
Yes.
Harbs isn't the franchise. No. DaCosta's not the franchise. Monk and Orr aren't the franchise. He's the franchise. So if he's not totally on board with this coordinator, then you better be ready to reboot. But it begs a lot of questions about who is that guy? How much do you need someone who's willing to be a bad cop around Lamar, especially as Lamar becomes even more influential in this organization? How young should he be? How old should he be? What's the background look like? I'll say this. There's probably a lot of validity to a lot of what's going around out there, and maybe it is just time for a change. I think you're going to have a hard time finding somebody to do a better job with your offense than Monk did in 2024. That doesn't mean that he doesn't have to go and that this isn't just about X's and O's and passer rating.
23
but
and
what
24,
he did,
yeah.
I mean, especially last year. Yeah. That's nuts.
Last year was crazy. Here's the reality. If John Harbaugh is not here in 2026, Todd Monken's not going to be here. So it's a moot point if it gets to that point.
But if he's the head coach?
I don't see them doing that.
But Jesse Minter, do your research.
See
how that goes over.
Here's what I'll say about Todd Monken. No matter how this year finishes out, he is by far and away the best offensive coordinator in the history of this franchise. I don't even think it's close.
Mm-mm.
Lamar took his game to a completely another level, maybe multiple levels. Won an MVP in 23, should have been back-to-back MVPs in 24. This offense did historic things last year. And this year, you can look at the stats, it's a middle-of-the-pack offense. So it's fallen off a cliff from what it was last year, but it's a middle-of-the-pack offense. They're 14th in scoring. They're 8th in yards per play. Where they suck is in the red zone. They're 30th. But the stats aren't
first quarter stats are awful.
Yes.
And they have no identity.
Yeah. They have no identity, but I'm saying that this isn't like the worst offense in football.
No.
Has Monk had a great year? No. Have there been weird play calls? Yes. Have there been weird moments where why is Derrick Henry not in the backfield right now? Absolutely. But this has just been weird all year and in every single area. And you can go back to, what was it, after the Texans game or Rams game, whatever it was, when John just publicly eviscerated him multiple times, mm-hmm. him doing it immediately following the game raised eyebrows, but then him saying, oh, hold my beer after 24 hours of not being in it, not the emotion, and then continue to wail on him.
But I still think that was calculated because Zach Orr was taking fire.
But here's what I'm saying. Even if it was calculated, he still went over the top. Like there's one thing to try to deflect and you know, but that was so... John has never done that to another coach. Mm-hmm. He has never come close to doing that to another coach.
I feel like the end is near here.
Can you imagine us having this conversation a year ago?
No, I can't.
Like, could you imagine two days before Christmas last year, we're talking about Todd Monk being thrown out of the building.
No.
Not getting a head coaching job off of what should have been Lamar's third MVP.
Count it down.
But being on his dying days.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were a year off from the countdown, Jason. You were a year off on the countdown. Because, like, you were counting them down last year, but now it feels like, and again, to your point, nobody could have seen it coming. When he didn't get a head coaching job, you're like, well, this thing will continue to run smoothly. But, Zach Orr's 100% today.
Yes.
But I don't know how you bring Todd Monken back at this point. And I think you're right. There's a lot out there that Monk and Lamar aren't on the same page. And I don't know that Lamar, who is the franchise, wants another year of Todd Monken. So if Lamar, who is in contract negotiations, saying, I don't want this guy, you can't bring
That's
him back.
It. Yeah.
No. No. But then again, because they put themselves in this jackpot, it goes all the way back to Sal and Steve at the ownership meeting saying, I don't think the kid deserves my money.
Mm-hmm.
Like you trade, that's what they got behind the eight. They put themselves behind the eight ball then, and they're continuing to chase. So he's at this inflection point at a time when now your whole franchise is blown up. So, of course, he's going to have the – and he doesn't have an agent. So, it's not like you're getting it from a third party. You're getting it right from him. Exactly what he's happy with and what he's not. But, like, how much say should he have and who the next guy is? Like, how willing are you to go down that road? I also, how willing was the next head coach who doesn't even know him in all likelihood? Or if it is Minter, he might barely sort of know him. Like, how's that dynamic going
to
play out?
The other thing is we've never seen Lamar flex in that way. Like, is it in him to say, I don't want this guy, I want this guy?
Well,
like,
he's also, but if Hodges is gone.
He's never had more power.
He's never had more tenure than the head coach.
Because here's, like, the first go around, they had him by the balls because they had the specter of the franchise tag.
Yes.
He has a no franchise tag clause
and no
in
trade.
His contract.
He dictates everything.
He holds
and an $80 million cap hit.
He holds all the cards.
And if the coach is out, guess what? He's more tenured than whomever you bring in.
Yep.
So it's a completely different dynamic.
Yes.
It's going to be a fascinating offseason. What do the people think? 410-583-1057. Does everybody have to go? Just or Monk, where are you on all this? 410-583-1057. We hear from the people next here on The Fan. Time to hear from the people. Is it time to clean house with this coaching staff? Would you just get rid of Zach Orr? What about Monk? 410-583-1057. Let's start with Andy and Dundalk. Andy, you're on The Fan.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hey there.
You know who I am, and you know how I feel about Harbaugh. I've been a hard critic of him for a decade, if not longer. I mean, at this point, I think you get rid of Harbaugh, and whoever the new coach is, let him decide who it is he wants to keep or not keep. As far as Lamar Jackson goes, I don't know. I'm not sure how much blame to put on some game situations on Harbaugh with that. But Harbaugh's just not a good coach. He's never been a good coach after the clock starts. He can't manage the game. He can't make adjustments. He gets out-coached after halftime every single game that counts, like the playoffs, or any team he's playing where, like the other day, another game, we had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter. I mean, I'm just over it. I'm over it. I can say this in one sentence, how I've gotten. I don't think it's important to be home for kickoff. First time ever in my life since the Baltimore Colts were here.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't feel it's important to, you know, watch the end of games because I don't want to throw things through my TV when we blow double-digit leads in the second half, which we're now at number 27, I believe.
Appreciate the call. Well, obviously, the league has a different view of Harbaugh because he'll get a job in 30 seconds if and when the Ravens decide to part ways.
Yeah, now that doesn't mean that he shouldn't. It isn't over here, and it shouldn't be over here, and nothing lasts forever. And I'm sure he's exchanged a text or maybe even a phone call with his coaching mentor, Andy Reid. Second stage of Andy Reid's career has worked out so well, no one even talks about the first.
No.
And he did go to 5 straight NFC Championship games in the first.
And he did go to a Super Bowl.
And he went to 1 Super Bowl. And T.O. was injured and Donovan McNabb was puking. And the whole thing was he couldn't get over the hump and win the big game. And now he's got a chance to be the winningest coach in NFL history, and he's Belichicking Belichick.
410-583-1057. Trippy, you're on The Fan.
Hey, what's going on with y'all?
Hey, what's going on,
Trippy?
Hey, you're causing trouble again, I see.
No, I ain't caused no trouble. Somebody else was recording me. My phone was dead. I just asked a question, you know what I mean? But, hey, I ain't got nothing to do with that. Yeah. But
free speech.
I feel like Harbaugh need to go. His post game stale, right? Now I was high on Zach Orr, but I'm gonna be real with you, right? Zach Orr don't show no love to the fans after the game. He walk around like he's so cocky. He need to go. Now I'm gonna be real with y'all. I think Todd Monken should stay. Let him bring his own like offensive lineman coaching. The wide receiver coach need to go too. He don't do nothing. Like, do you ever see the coaches on the field? Like, what do they do? They just be looking dumbfounded. Like, I'm sick of all of them. And another thing, hold up. Another thing is Mr. Chris Horton, right? He need to go too, man. What is he out there doing? He's a special teams coach, and he can't get nothing right. This team is a joke, man. And this team just a joke. Like just imagine, right? We already might not go to the playoffs. Look, even if we go to the playoffs, right?
And we don't win it all.
How can John Harbaugh come back? Who want to hear John Harbaugh saying, well, th- He's a joke. And I ain't going to lie to you. Just look at the players' body language. I think they tired of playing for him. We need somebody that's going to come in here and change the culture. Look at all these new coaches that's playing for other teams. I mean, other than the Saints and Jets. But they playing live.
Saints
like
are playing pretty well.
Saints are playing. I got to run, Trippy. But I will say one thing. Like, Zach Orr, if they had a top five defense, he could flip the fans a bird for all I care. But you can't have a bad defense. And, like, that's secondary for me. But, yeah.
Look, I think that there's going to be a total reboot here. But, yeah, I mean, position coaches, how much can they do other than cluster around when their unit's not on the field with their position group and show them some things on an iPad or whatever? I mean, there's not. I mean, their job's really, you know, Monday through Saturday.
John had a hell of a run here, and how this
18
ends,
years
how this ends is not going to take away from that. He's got the most road playoff wins in NFL history. He's got a Super Bowl. It was a great run, but it really does feel like it's time.
Kevin's in Ellicott City. Kevin, you're on the Fan.
What's going on, fellas?
Hey there.
I think for me I wasn't really on the fire hardball thing until probably really a week or so or two ago, you know what I mean? Where it just started to really become evident that, you know, his structural thing here was phenomenal, like T-Bone said, but
yeah,
I do agree now that I think it's time to move on from the staff in general and just clean house. I think we should clean house with some of the players as well. Personally, in my humble opinion, I thought Lamar Jackson was a far better quarterback with less talent on the field. It's been that way his entire athletic life, Louisville, et cetera. I think we got to slow things down for him that way, give him, you know, shrink the options a little bit, and I bet you this football team would be a lot better. But it's time to move on, fellas.
Yeah.
These guys have had their chances, and it's over. Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Yeah. Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Ravens fans. Well, I will say this. He did pretty good in a pick-your-poison offense a year ago, Lamar Jackson. You know, we were talking about how every week it was a different guy, and Lamar seemed to do pretty well in it. That said, yeah, what is there you can hang your hat on about this football team this year? That they're going to blow leads? By the way, we probably should do a second call segment at some point.
Oh,
maybe.
Let's try. We got more top
Maybe.
3:45.
Yeah, we could do 3:45. I'd take some more calls because people want to talk about this. So if we didn't get to you,
and we got the poll. We got the poll up.
I did not see the poll. Let me see.
Poll. IA1057 the Fan is how you can find us on Twitter. Looking like a lost season for the Ravens, which will beg huge questions of the organization. How do you think it'll shake out from a coaching standpoint, Ravens flock? This poll literally just went up. Harbs, staff, and EDC gone, 40.6%. Harbs or
how many burners you got, Jason?
25%.
None.
Munkin out, 18.8%, and Orr out, 15.6%.
Aloysius has got burners.
Yeah, he does. Yeah.
Allegedly.
He's got burners.
Allegedly.
No, he's got one we absolutely know about. Yes. And I guarantee you, he's got, I'm going to say, between 8 and 15.
8?
Easy 8.
I don't think he's got 8.
Let's just say right now, let's take calls at 3:45 so people know. So we'll take more of your calls because we have guests and then we have TMI. And then, or we can move TMI to 3:45 and take calls at 3:15.
No, let's do 3:45. Yeah, okay. It doesn't.
So we'll do calls at 3:45. So if we didn't get to you, 410-583-1057, we'll take your calls at 3:45. But coming up next, the Orioles have a new starting pitcher. It's Shane Boz. We'll talk to Mark Topkin. Covers the Rays for the Tampa Bay Times. What does he think of the pitcher the Orioles have acquired? We'll ask him next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.